You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Headline Financial Times in March. U.S. and Japan plan biggest upgrade to security pact in over 60 years. I welcome Grant Newsham, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, author of When China Attacks. There is a mutual defense pact between Japan and the United States. Does that mean these two militaries, the Self-Defense Force of Japan and the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps, chiefly of the U.S., can work together, are working together, have practiced together, say in the fashion that once a year there's said to be a big exercise in Korea, South Korea. Grant, a very good evening to you. Your measure is that there's a lot of work to be done. What kind of work? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. The short answer to your question is the U.S. and Japanese militaries really are not able to operate together very well, despite 60 years of a defense treaty, despite American forces being in Japan for well over 60 years, despite claims by alliance managers on both sides that the relations never been stronger. It's the most important bilateral relationship, bar none, and every exercise ever held improves interoperability. The reality is that except for the two navies, the U.S. Navy and the Maritime Self-Defense Force, the U.S. forces and the Japanese forces still cannot conduct real-world short-notice operations. Missile defense is another exception as well, but beyond that, they're almost strangers after this many years. There's been some work done in recent years, say the last decade, to try and improve this, but they do not have the ability to operate together to conduct joint operations. And this is something that you're not allowed to point out, but I'll say it. They're just not able to do that yet. So when one hears a headline like that Financial Times article, one finally thinks, thank goodness, they're going to get to this. But then you read the details of the article and you have a feeling that what's intended really are just some superficial changes. To be able to fight a war, to conduct operations with another military, you have got to practice and you have got to have your command and control down. You have to have systems that work together, but you've got to actually know each other. And say the way we do with the British, and we sort of do with the Australians, but with the Japanese, we don't. And that is the effect of really decades of neither side doing what was necessary to develop a real defense relationship. Now, they talk a good game, but the reality is they're not there yet. I think there is some recognition that things need to change. And at the lower levels, there's some good work being done between all the services. And I'd include the U.S. Army and the Air Force as well. But as a practical matter, they're not ready to fight a war together.
The reason we're not ready is because of the restrictions in the Japanese Constitution. That's a question. In other words, Self-Defense Force doesn't necessarily translate into let's get ready for war. Did that hold us back?
Oh, it did for some years, but it's really been at least 20 years when that was no longer really of any hindrance. The Constitution has always been used as something of a monopoly get out of jail free card by the Japanese. So whenever they don't want to do something, they say the Constitution won't let us. Well, the Constitution, in its plain wording, wouldn't even allow them to have their so-called self-defense force. They'd practically not even be allowed to have a police force if you read the language. But it's been reinterpreted out of any plain meaning. With American go along for decades, almost as soon as it was written. But the Americans have never made an issue of this and have never, except for the navies once again, but they've never tried to do what was necessary to get the Japanese to be able to operate with them like a real partner. And the Japanese were kind of happy to go along with this, the civilian Japanese were, because it's money you don't have to spend on your own military. You can use it for things that get you votes, like, welfare, medical care, etc. If you can let the Americans take care of the expense and also the dying of defending you. And now this has been, say, at least 20 years that this needed to change. The Constitution is used as an excuse. And on the American side, alliance managers, military and civilian, often make the excuses for the Japanese. The Constitution won't let them. It's too hard politically. Well, those things have not been true, really, for a long, long time. But really, the top dogs on each side, and the U.S. deserves particular blame, have not done what is necessary to get ready for what is coming from China. And this was obvious for a long time. Plus, you cannot have a relationship this imbalanced, where one side really promises to do most of the dying, and the other one just says, well, we can't do anything. The Constitution won't let us. It's too hard, et cetera, et cetera. That is not going to survive very well when things get rough. So the Constitution is one excuse, but people on both sides have been able to rattle off a dozen excuses for why all this is so hard. Actually, if you left it up to the captains and the majors and some of the good senior officers who've been around over the years come along, you could probably fix this in pretty short order.
They need a command center, a headquarters. They need an overall commander. I'm presuming that there will be some settling in on what you describe as a four-star. They need some coordination with a Indo-PACCOM, some coordination. And they need a plan, all of that. Is it forthcoming? There's said to be an announcement this week. Are they ready to move that quickly, Grant, your measure?
I don't think so. Yeah, that's my guess. You know, they could surprise us with an announcement after Prime Minister Kishida meets Mr. Biden and come up with something really good. But I don't see this happening. I don't see a joint headquarters being established in Japan. You might fairly ask, well, you mean we don't have one after all these years? Well, we don't. Having a four-star, that's what you're talking about, is there's a report that in the Financial Times that America's going to replace their top commander in Japan as a four-star general instead of a three-star. Well, one does ask, how well did the four-stars do in Afghanistan and Iraq? So I'm not convinced that's going to do much. U.S. forces in Japan, which is a particular unit, it's a headquarters, its main role is not to conduct or direct troops in combat or real operations. It's really just to apologize and liaise with the Japanese government whenever they complain about something the Americans are doing. That's a little cynical. But command still remains at U.S. Indo-PACOM, which is in Hawaii. And so whenever the Japanese want to do anything, they have to go to PACOM, Indo-PACOM in Hawaii, and try and coordinate things. And the immediate unit, USFJ, U.S. Forces Japan, in Japan, is kind of left without much of a role. So they are going to have to be completely transformed into effectively an operational command, a warfighting command, to have any real usefulness. And I don't see that that's going to happen. I see some jiggering around the edges, maybe sending a four-star and maybe giving USFJ some additional authority to conduct and organize some exercises and pass information to the new Japanese joint headquarters. But that doesn't get to the bottom line, the basic question, the basic problem of how do you get U.S. and Japanese forces so they can operate together in a coherent fashion and conduct the peacetime and, if necessary, wartime operations needed to defend Japan and the surrounding area and to defend us as well.
Grant Newsham, I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.